Chitlin sounds...
No good sounds. Some bass, you know, it sound like it's, you know, it's bad or something like that. You say hog guts, but people would say hog chitlins. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say hog chitlins. That is the Cuban sounding so like it wasn't fit to eat, but now they call, now they still call them hog guts and eat them too. But they say I like the devil. I know that because my sister just put me up about, right here about 2 weeks ago yesterday. Yes, that's what we call them, hog chitlins, or you know, hog guts.
Mm-hmm. What about taking the trimmings after you've killed the hog and slicing them up and grinding them and seasoning them, and you'd make...
A hog maw?
Or it's something you could stuff in this guts. To...
Sausage. Mm-hmm. Take sausage. Pork sausage, make pork meat, and to make pork sausage out of stuff in the guts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have done that. They do that much.
What about the person who kills and sells meat? You call him the...
Butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you'd say that it's...
Tainted.
Or it's done... What?
Spoiled.
After you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, no. I wouldn't say nothing else.
Do you ever hear of scrapple or pawn hoss or anything like that?
No.
What about the liver?
They make liver pudding.
How do they make liver pudding?
I couldn't tell you. They just grind it up, I think. Mm-hmm. Look at how they think that's the way they just grind it up. And make liver pudding. You buy liver pudding on it. But now, how they make it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Tell you the truth about it.
What about butter that's kept too long? You say that it...
Right.
And thick milk, you call that?
Clabber.
What can you make with that?
Bread. Mm-hmm. Drink it. If it ain't sour, make bread, or you can drink clabber milk. People love clabber milk.
Have you ever heard of making a kind of cheese from it?
No, yes, I've heard tell of making cheese out of clabber milk. Mm-hmm. And I think I have it somewhere once or twice. Mm-hmm. But now to know how they make it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a... say something like a fruit pie, only it has several layers of fruit and dough in it.
Fruit pie.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of like apple slump or apple cobbler or deep apple pie?
No, about apple pie and peach pies. Mm-hmm. Or I could add plum pies, mm-hmm. pineapple pies. But now to say have two or three different fruits in it, I haven't never...
No, just the same fruit, but it's got... Have you ever heard of an apple cobbler or apple slump?
Yeah, I've heard tell of them. And I've seen them on the menu and things like that, but I never ate much none of it. Mm-hmm. But I've heard tell of some of them. I've had old homemade apple pies made in a deep pan and you dip them out. I've had potato pies made just like different thing like that. Pineapple pies, I've had them, made them. Mm-hmm. Mother made them, cooked them. Pecan pies, orange pies. Mm-hmm. All I never had no grapefruit pies, nothing as I know. Mm-hmm. Lemon pies. Cherry pies, all like that. But I never had them mixed together. Mm-hmm. Bread puddings, they call them. They're made like a pie rack, but they're made in deep pans.
What's that?
Bread puddings, they call them. That's all the most famous pie. Mm-hmm.